How would your 10-year-old self react to what you do for a living? How would little Tracy react?
She wouldn't be surprised at all. I don't think she would be surprised at all. Because look, I always wanted to be a teacher. Okay. And in everything I have done to this day, work-wise, the jobs that I have chosen, it all ended up being things that I always taught something about.
Okay.
You know, and especially in nursing, you teach a lot in nursing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so even doing clinicals and getting into academia, it was a natural transition for me. So yeah, I don't think she'd be surprised. Well, she would be surprised that I'm not dancing or doing something else, but she wouldn't be surprised about the career that I chose. Or any of that.
What advice would you give her? What career advice would you give her?
Go with your heart, even when you're doing something crazy that you don't, that doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do. Because somewhere deep within, you do know that that's the right choice. Like, I could have been a nurse 5 years prior, but because I got scared and didn't know what I didn't know, I just dropped the ball. So I would tell her, just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I like these questions.
They are intriguing. At least I thought they were intriguing. I think that's cool to just look back. I think I would have to say my younger self, I don't want to use the word disappointed. I think that she would be confused. Like, what happened? Like,
right.
What happened? So I think my younger self would be confused looking at me now. And I think the advice I would give her is to just follow your heart, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
And do it just in the moment. Like, stay in the moment.
Just do it then, right. Just do it in the steps as they come. You know, don't find a workaround. Don't try to find a workaround.
Right.
Put it off. Just do it as it comes. Because you can do all of it. Just do it when it comes, not when what you think, you know, you have to do first, whatever. Just do it.
Yeah.
I think that would be my big advice.
Yeah. I'm wondering if she would be like, you know, you should be further ahead in your business right now, right?
Like, no, I think you know at 50, you should be
further ahead. Right. I do know. I already know. But I'm saying that at 10, she'd be like, the fuck?
What are you doing? Right. Stop playing.
Move faster. You got all these great ideas. You got 7 books in your head at one time. Why don't you have 20 books written?
I think she understand your distraction. You be distracted.
Girl, you be it's distracted. Her fault. It's her fault.
You be distracted like the squirrel. You know, girl. The squirrel's like, what?
That's what that
is. Somebody dangles something else. You'll be like, oh, yeah, what? I'm like, nope, Tracy, over here, Tracy, over here.
And sometimes I give myself my own distractions because if I get too into stuff and I can't make heads nor tails of it, then I'm like, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
So then, I do that.
So this last question, what energizes you about your career? What energizes you about your career right now?
Oh, girl, like everything kind of does. Like the ability to empower people and to get people to see that if you get a vision for your life and you move forward on it, ain't nothing that you cannot do. And that's who I've kind of always been. So that, even with nursing, it was always empowering women to empower themselves. And so as simple as that sounds, it's my truth. That is always my ultimate goal. Whether it's with my friends, with my family, with my clients, that's what we do. Empower women to empower themselves. So that's where I'm at. And
that's what energizes. These are
my words and I have spoken.
So it shall be.
Absolutely. Yay!
Thank you for being so open with me today, Miss Trey.
Anytime. Yeah, I like these though. I think it helps us to get to know one another.
Yes, and it makes you think. Like, even though you know some of the things, it makes you think. So I like that part of it.
Yeah.
Things to, who did that? Arsenio. Things to make you say, That's what it is.
Thank you, Arsenio. Hey.
Hey, Arsenio. He's from Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Goodness. Oh, cool. Ooh, that goes way back. That's a beat of shit, though. When Arsenio came on, like, everything stopped, like, man, we got to watch Arsenio. Who's going to have on there today?
Woo, 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 woo. I missed that. Who's on today? Black.
Nobody. Did I know of?
Well, Trevor Noah is on The Daily Show. He black, whether he want to be or not, I don't know. But
he's funny.
But, you know, like, the real, like, video or, you know, nobody, like, with that flavor.
Yeah, no entertainment kind of thing.
Yeah.
They had, BET had the girl, was it Robin Thede? Was it Robin, what was her name on it for a minute? And I saw it a couple times, like, she's silly. Like, it was funny. A little sketch shows. I'm going to have to look that up. But I don't know where she came from because I don't watch much TV like that.
Come through, it didn't, like, pan out or something, because sounds like
the sound.
No, it sounds like that show didn't pan out, her show.
Yeah, I don't think it stayed on that long. But the rundown with Robin Thede, is it Thede canceled at BET? So she was on BET.
Okay.
in 2017. But I like the episodes. I like the show. They always cancel some stuff we like. I don't get them anyway.
I don't know who they talk to, because I'm like, y'all ain't talk to us, black folk. I don't know what black folk you've been talking to. The three people you got sitting in the back, I don't know.
Girl, it might not be black people up there.
Right. I'm just saying. Wow. Ooh.
Okay.
The heartburn trying to come. Hold up.
Go ahead. Are we gonna do some talking later? What are we gonna do? What time? It's 1:30 my time.
Okay. So you need to go chill or do something, and then.
Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now? Or know everything that you're gonna know for the rest of your life now? So
I got
at your age right now, you can go back or just know what's coming ahead.
Forward.
Right.
But knowing. No.
But knowing. Or not even staying who you are right now today, but you knowing, like, for the next 30 years of your life, what's going to happen.
Wait, can I ask a question, though? I'm asking a question about a question. So if I go back, can I fast forward and come back? Or if I go forward, am I coming back? Or am I
you know what? You going back and you staying and you're gonna have to live it.
Well, then I think I would go back. You know why? Because if I go forward, I feel like there's some really great things coming ahead of me. And my grandmother is 95, and like, I'm like, people grow old in our family. Like, so I got about 40 years ahead of me, maybe 50. So I don't know what the next 50 years is going to look like, but I feel like it's going to be really great. So I want to actually experience that. I don't want to fast forward and be done.
Well, you won't go there. You'll just know.
I'll just know.
You'll just know. You'll know everything. So like right now, I can give you all the insight of what's going to happen to your future.
Then I would go forward. You're right. Because I'm like, shit. But you said if I go back, I got to start over. I'm like,
if you go back, you got to go back there.
All right. Yeah. So then, no. Then that was an easy answer. I'm going forward. I want to know.
I might go back to find and know everything that I know now.
Yeah.
as I grow up.
Because you could do some things differently. This is people's asses that I would fucking whoop they asses. You right. I would like that art.
All right.
It's a few of y'all I would cuss out just because, you know y'all wrong. Y'all know you ain't right.
I know that's right. This one is weird. This one is cool, though, but I
forgot to leave this earlier. I would have had my babies, though. And I would have went to school earlier. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff I would have done.
It's a lot of stuff. Uh-huh. But you know what? When I always think like that, I always think I will have the same babies no matter what. I don't care what the other DNA is. Okay. Those are my babies. Hey, and they would have still been my babies.
That's
no matter who.
True, right?
And when people always say, they're like, oh, well, I'm glad I met him. Because I got my babies, even though he whooped my ass, no.
No. That's crazy.
So in my mind, I just think, like, if I wanted to change,
I would have ended up with the white dude, so my kids wouldn't be my kids, but they would be happier with better hair, different hair, different. That's all they would want.
Tyrone, you know what? That right now. You crazy with it.
I would have probably ended up with the white dude, though. He treated me better.
He was white? There was a white dude?
In high school?
He was white?
Yes. Girl, I met him on a trip. It was crazy. So I went to D.C. They did that thing every year. You save all your money and you get to go to D.C. and do all of this stuff. So I ended up going to D.C. He was at a different school. And He was cute too. He had a little dimple and he had a booty. I was like the whole trip, like, I never saw a white dude with a booty like that. Where did that booty come from? Like, you sure you ain't black or got something else in you?
Somewhere.
So I teased him about it. And then he was like, I'm transferring to Marshall when we get back. And I was like, no, you're not. He was like, yes, I am. I was like, no, you lying. And so he transferred to Marshall when we got back. So we just shared lockers so we could have a locker on each floor. And he was the one that Patty was like, why are you married to the dude that was leaving the locker, the roses and candy and notes and shit in your locker? Why you ain't marry him? I don't fucking know. Stuff happened.
Man, you need to go back.
Rewind. Yeah, I need to go back. As long as I can rewind and remix that shit.
But the trick of that is
start my business.
Yeah, but the trick to it is like you know what you know now. No, absolutely. If I could go back and already know the stuff,
right? And we'd be skinnier because we would have kept working out. I would have kept doing dancing and stuff. Like it's some things that I would have done differently. Yeah, you're right.
I would have definitely kept working out. Oh my gosh, that's the biggest thing. Okay. I had an example for this, and I don't know what I did with it, but what saying or quote do people say that is complete bullshit? Like, what's a quote that people use all the time that is bullshit? It was so funny when I thought about that. So even, like, spare the bride, spoil the child.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Not saying that you don't, you know, it won't work in a certain way, but you're saying that, but that's BS what you're saying. Like, sometimes there may come a time, like.
Right. And so then, tell me y'all take that way out of context. Get out of here with that shit. So it's stuff like, dang, now I can't think of them. But I wrote about them because they are such bullshit. Like those things that, you know, like I don't like, such is life, like, oh well.
Right.
All of those ones. I'm like, such is life, you know, live life on life's terms. No, I'm living life on my terms, motherfucker. Who told you that? Where you get that from? Those ones. Like, it any is. Of that shit would be like, oh well, life's a bitch, then you die. Guess that's true for you.
Right. That's BS. Oh my gosh. I can't think. I wish I would have wrote it down, but it made me laugh.
Right.
And think of it. Because I'm like, we do say that, and that doesn't even make sense.
Right. Like, it was one the other day. Oh, God, what was it? It's about wisdom. Like, but you tell wisdom, shit. Because I heard it, and it was like, it's like you're telling wisdom. Well, if wisdom already knows, why are you telling wisdom anything? What is this saying? Oh my! See, this that 50 shit, y'all. We'd be talking about like just.
Well, yeah, let's get off of that then.
Right. It's gonna pop up toward the end of the show. I'll tell y'all what it is.
I'm gonna come back to that. Okay. If you can level up humans,
a word to the wise.
Right.
If they wise. What are you? And who is it that's giving a word to the wise?
A word.
Here's my word. Shut up.
That's true.
And how you gonna tell wisdom what to do?
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. What if you could level up humans, like as a whole species? Mm-hmm. What ability would you give them? Or what ability would you increase that they have? So you making a whole species better. What would you give them?
I would give them the ability to automatically know what their innate gifts are. Like their sixth sense, like, you know, people always talk about a sixth sense. And, you know, I can't even think about a sixth sense in the light that it is without thinking about, I see dead people. Damn movie fucked me up. But anyway, but that's what I would do. I would want people to know what their sixth sense is.
So you would heighten your ability to recognize.
Yes.
What yep. it is.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But that's all right. I know y'all can't really do that right now, but come on over to Lola Labor of Love Academy and slay with me. I'll tell you. We'll work it out.
We're going to teach it to you.
That's so. Right.
Give me two pet peeves. Do you have two pet peeves?
I need you to answer that previous question.
So what would I do with humans? I told you, I really don't know. I would probably give them all common sense. That bothers me. That really does bother
real
me.
Real common sense.
Like, they would have real common sense, so we would all be on the same page when it comes to just basic stuff.
Right.
It's basic humanity, just basically loving each other and things like that. Like, the hate is real.
Wow, so racism, hate, all of those things would not exist because everybody has a common sense that we are all human.
We are all the same.
Could That's you imagine what that would be like?
Girl.
And if they had that and they knew what their gift was?
You're talking paradise.
That's right.
You're talking ultimate.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I couldn't imagine a world like that. That would be so awesome. Mm-hmm. Just stop hating each other. You don't even have to love the next person. Stop hating them. That's right. The first step. Just
can
stop
we
hating
do that part, right? Because apparently y'all don't know what love thy neighbor means. So, you know.
Right. That didn't work.
Right.
Is that a stupid saying? It's BS.
Yes.
They don't understand it. Okay. What about pet peeves?
Oh.
Do you have a pet peeve? Do you have two pet peeves?
Am I having a deja vu moment or did we have this conversation already?
No, did we? We did probably talked about things sticking on our nerves, but that wasn't a question. Hair and soap?
Huh? Hair and the soap? What you say?
Yes, I can't stand that.
You know what? Yours was here anyway. Y'all, we was going to the gym and, you know, they had the showers and stuff. It was like, the hair everywhere. Hair anywhere that is not supposed to be. That
there
shit
go.
Gets on my nerves. Yes. Oh,
there
my
go.
God.
That,
okay, that's
that
a good
creeps
one.
Me out. That creeps me out.
That's
hair somewhere it shouldn't be. It's the soap in the shower, in the tub, in the sink. I just...
Mm-mm. So I'm gonna have to say, like, noises people make when they eat. Like anything. I'm like, please turn something on. Some music, a video game, anything. Sing a song, damn it. I can't. I don't. Those drive me crazy. And oh my God, burnt popcorn. The smell of it.
That's a pet peeve.
Well, no, I guess it's not. Things that irritate me. I went to somewhere else with that. Yeah, so.
I see.
I did go somewhere else with it, right? Let's see. Putting the top toilet lid down. That's a thing, like, for me. And I know it comes from microbiology. Like, microbiology kind of fucked me up a little bit. So, like, I don't like leaving cups out because there's particles in the air that we don't see. And so in my mind, I'm like, ooh, that's gross. But you think about when you flush a toilet, if the top lid, like, you spew particles in the air, whether you know it or not. So I have this thing in my mind about it, and it just kind of stuck. So that's probably a big one for me.
So the toilet lid needs to be down.
Yes. Put it, when you flush that toilet, that needs to be down. Just leave it down, and then that way I know you did what you had to do. Otherwise, I got to go clean, wipe the toilet off before I sit down. Oh, God. I don't think I do.
They'll come out now that we're thinking about it.
Like, right, later. But the hair thing, you're right. That is fucking really gross. You turn around, you in the shower, you see somebody else's hairs there. You're like, you nasty motherfucker. I don't want to be in here with that.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay. I can't think of another one. Okay. Well, how about this? Besides our podcast, Laugh Out Loud, what was the last podcast you listened to?
I listened to, it's two of them that I actually listened to, but I listened to Trinace. Was my belly dance teacher in Cleveland, and she has a podcast, and it is that's the last one. I just think I was hitting it. I was like, what did I listen to? Awaken the Healing, and this one was, this particular episode is called Awaken Your Powers. So, yeah, we kind of on the same page with that. So, but it's Awaken the Healing. You ahead of me, Talbert. If you want to go look it up, love you, Trinace.
There you go. What's the next place on your travel bucket list? Where you need to go?
I need to make my way to Jamaica, y'all. I ain't never been to Jamaica, so I want to make my way to Jamaica. I gotta make a stopover back in Belize, but I'll probably hang in Belize. You know, I got family there now. Hey, Belize family, love you. I'll be back. So I gotta make my way back to Belize, and then I haven't thought about it beyond those two yet. You know, my goal, I want to travel anyway. I just want to go everywhere. I would love to go to Fiji, and I don't know. We'll see what still survives. That's just craziness.
Right. I keep forgetting about that. But yeah, Jamaica. So you've been talking about Jamaica for a long time.
I haven't been yet. So I need to make Jamaica. Put that at the top of my list.
Okay. I still haven't been to Hawaii.
Oh.
So I have to go to Hawaii.
Let me know when you plan on going, because I'll go with you. You know, yes. I'm going to end up living in Hawaii. I'm just going to live there. Because they have the mountains and the water.
Oh, you got them both.
Yeah. I have both. It's the perfect, perfect place for me.
I can't wait.
I felt home there.
So what activity?
I feel home everywhere I go. I don't know why I just feel that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you do. So right. What activity instantly calms you? What activity could just calm you down instantly?
listening to music, and or dancing. They about right up there because they go together, you know. So turning on my music, though.
Music is definitely at the top of my list. Mm-hmm. And then just even breathing, just deep breathing, just closing my eyes and breathing, slowing it down and being conscious of my breath.
Your breaths, yeah. That's good.
So
that's good. I do deep breathing, but music is always, because it distracts my brain immediately from something. So I was like, turn on some music, turn something else. I have to.
And that's the perfect thing about music. Depending on what type it is, and you can change your mood to anything. Oh, really.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing I love.
It's
about
healing. It. Like, people don't even realize sometimes what's going on. Jonesy, I remember we was on the floor, and I don't know if I had been there that long, but she walked by and she was like, she turned and looked. She said, "Is that you playing the music?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "Mm-hmm." She said, "You over there trying to soothe the savage beast." I was like, "Absolutely. You know where we were."
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. I forgot all about those. I know somebody used to play it in the operating room, an OR.
Uh-huh.
To play music.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I love when we did stuff like that, like even asking people what you want to listen to.
Yeah.
You played it. Yeah.
All right. So some career stuff.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst career decision you've ever made?
Girl, telemarketing. Back in the day, oh my God.
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
I tried doing the it was magazines and something else, and I was like, this shit don't work for me. I think I did it 2 days.
That's got to be the most miserable job.
Girl, it was. Because remember, back in the day, it wasn't like, you know, you was on, like, you call the people, cold call it.
Right.
Like, y'all can keep that shit.
Wait,
what about you? What
my, you oh, my worst, the worst career decision?
Uh-huh.
I think it would be the time it took me to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, all the time I wasted before starting school. Or when I was in school as a teenager, dropping out of school. And then it took me a long time to go back. So, starting my college career and not finishing. Mm-hmm. For several years, that's probably the worst, because all that stuff could have been done.
Right.
All that stuff could have been done. I did actually working somewhere, I worked at a place, it was a mail sorting place. I forgot what it was called, on the west side. And they would sort mail and send it to the post office. I hated that job. Hated it. And I think I was just working there. My sisters worked it too. Both of my sisters were there. And so we working on machines. What was the name of that place? I remember it. We working on the machines. And then they put me, I think, on the other side where you sort the mail in the little cubby holes. And I think one time I was on a machine and some supervisor or something got to fussing or saying something out of the way. And I was like, who are you talking to? Like, you know, some of these people may need to be here, but I don't need to be here. And I was like, oh, I'm done. Girl, I just walked away from the machine and went and got my stuff. My sister was like, what happened? I was like, I'm done. I'm done. Like, that's all it took for me. I think that was the worst job I think I had.
Girl, wow.
Just hot. It was just like a factory. It was hot. You know, they didn't want to give you a break. You know, you had bells and whistles for everything. Like, oh, you go on break, here's another whistle, 10 minutes later, y'all be back on the machine. I was like, oh no, not gonna happen. So
wow. You know what else though? Like, as far as my career, it was making the decision to go to try to be a nursing assistant on my way to becoming a nurse. Cause that turned me away from nursing. For like 5 years.
Really?
It was like 92, 93. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I can't do this. I can't be a nurse. Girl, I didn't go back to classes. I was I was taking classes at Chi-C, and I didn't even go back. I didn't drop them. I didn't care. I just said, fuck it, I'm going to work. I'm going to just have to figure something else out because that ain't going to work for me. And it wasn't until I had DJ and the visiting nurse came afterwards telling me her story about being a nurse and how she was in school to become a midwife, and she had 5 kids or 7. I don't know. It was at least 5. And I said, if she can do it with 5, I can do it with 3. And I was right. And from there, I was like, I got to go. I ain't going back to work. Remember, I didn't come back. I didn't see y'all no more for a while. Well, I saw you, but I didn't go back to work.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know about work, because I know I saw you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It ain't over. It ain't over. Yeah, you already know. We still talking. You might as well just go on over to 6.1. I ain't even doing an outro. See you over there.